Your home on 102.7. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 8:31 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Your favorites are on your radio. Don't touch me. I will report you. Yes. You're probably wondering what we're talking about, right? Well, one of our favorites will contextualize what exactly that means. Osipefimbo Shipunda, a senior social worker with the One Economy Foundation. Moro moro, Osi. How's your morning this morning?
Good morning, NSK. My morning is great, except it's too cold.
Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness. Is it still windy outside, though?
It's quite windy, yes.
So it's a cold wind, which even makes it worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're good.
All right.
Don't touch me. I will report you. Sorry.
Yes.
I think I like the power in it. Osipefimbo, can you tell us briefly about, firstly, before we get into that, about your role at the One Economy Foundation and how it intersects with issues of gender-based violence and harassment?
I am a senior social worker at the One Economy Foundation, and my focus is more on the macro social work. So your outreaches, your awareness raising, so more on a broader perspective, going into the community, information sharing, making sure we raise enough awareness on the issues of gender-based violence, because as much as we have a part of response to it, offering services like counseling, we must also play a big focus on the prevention part, because now going to raise awareness is where we focus more either on prevention or at least encouraging people to speak up on the issues of gender-based violence.
You know, now that you even say that, I think also we are just curious to know what truly inspired the One Economy Foundation itself to, you know, somewhat get involved a little bit more, probably even come up with initiatives like this one in the Don't Touch Me, I'll Report You campaign.
So since the inception of the Break Free from Violence campaign, we have been doing a lot of work on gender-based violence, which also included research. And it was through that we realized, this issue can't be an issue of I'm sitting in the office, I'm offering services. It's an issue that is bigger than an organization. It's an issue that is bigger than the nation. So it must become a personal issue to each and every individual in this country, because only then we can really tackle issues of gender-based violence, because those issues happen within our homes, within our communities. So it is for us through the work that we have been doing that we realize, no, we have to do much more than we are doing right now.
How does this campaign empower victims, though, especially bystanders, to take action against inappropriate behavior or abuse?
So with this campaign, we want to have powerful messaging. For example, the main one now, the Don't Touch Me, I'll Report You. We want it to be a song in every school. We want it to be that word in every community, because then if this empower the perpetrators to do anything, because then they are likely not to touch the next person because they feel like this person is empowered. And with that, with what is already happening, then people will be empowered to get up and speak up. And of course, we will also give a lot more information when it comes to the issues of gender-based violence, be it anonymous reporting, because sometimes people are shying away saying, I don't want to be involved. What if people will come for me and stuff like that? But then there's an aspect of anonymous reporting when it comes to abuse.
Sure. And you know what? Now it's actually like making me think about, you know, just the increase of cases of rape and killing of our girls here in Namibia. Obviously, it's been a, you know, a conversation that a lot of us have been having. And also maybe just also trying to figure out what can I do? What can I do to also just help, right? But to anyone who's probably listening right now, who's a little bit interested to also be a part of this initiative, like, is this like, you know, open to people who are probably just interested in volunteering, or do you just have enough of a team on the ground?
No, we want everybody to get involved. So after Friday, when we launch the campaign, we want to be able to share our toolkit in terms of what you can do in your community to raise awareness. So we don't want to own the Don't Touch Me, I'll Report You campaign. And for us, we are even we are launching it in partnership with the Unbroken Voices movement, because the birth of this Don't Touch Me started when we were still doing, we do every year during the 16 days of activism, mm-hmm. we have an art show where we encourage people in the art industry to apply. It runs as a competition, but then it's like an initiative where people coming up with different ideas how they could raise awareness with art. And it was during one of that that now our partner that we are launching it with came up with the initiative of Don't Touch Me. And then we've decided, you know what, let's partner with this person, let's push the conversation and empower people to speak up on issues of gender-based violence. So we really want anybody who can say, I want to invite you to come speak at, in my community or at my church or in my school. We want everybody to get involved. Or I just want to see, how can I do it? Can you encourage me? How can I do it? Can you give me resources? Can you give me the keywords that you are using? Because we don't want to say, this is our campaign. We want this to be a national campaign.
Are musicians and creatives welcome to perhaps submit some material to your office, Perfimbo? Because I can see that this is something that you would want to perhaps put it in art form and just have people sing along to.
Yes, they are welcome to reach out to us and see how do we partner up, how do we work together to really just amplify the message.
Okay. So perhaps, Perfimbo, also just enlighten us on how the community at large can basically just support the goals of this campaign beyond just awareness. How do you think we can actually create lasting change?
So we want everybody to have enough information in terms of, if I see something, what can I do? That's why with the campaign, when we roll it out, we want to roll it out with different partners, the Namibian Police, the City Police, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Gender, Health, anybody out there, because those are some of the reporting point that you go to. So we want everybody in the community to be able to say, look, now I'm empowered, now I know where to go, and this is what I'm going to do. So as much as we want now to raise awareness, we want people to take action. So what we want to leave with people is that aspect of taking action.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we are going to push this conversation even a bit further on Fresh Breakfast, Perfimbo. You know, we conversations of this nature, we don't shy away from it.
Yes.
And we really want to thank you and the rest of the team at the One Economy Foundation for always, always being on your toes to, and always being ready to support the community and to amplify and try and find solutions to the problems that we face as a society.
Yeah, absolutely. Your work is, like, we recognize the work that you're doing, man. But yeah, all the best with this campaign. So I also just wanted to know before you go, are you guys visiting schools as well?
Yes, when we wrote it out, we want to visit different schools.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, of course, we'll start in commerce. And of course, due to funding, we're a little bit limited on where we can go.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a campaign where we have a time frame. So, you know, as long as we can still push for asking for funds from different maybe organizations and stuff like that, or as long as there are people who say, look, I'm able to assist on ABC, let's go to Havana region, Kavango, Kunene, Erongo, whatever. We want to push it beyond the borders of just commerce. Of course, in terms of social media, it's nationwide, but at the moment we are able to go to the schools within the commerce region. But also, we are not limited to us going. We can also give material in terms of other people rolling it out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Perfimbo. We wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Actually, you are walking this road with us as well. And we'll talk again.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. And you are also doing an amazing job because you keep bringing up topics of these kind of issues in our community.
Fantastic. All right.
All right. Cheers, Perfimbo.
Have a lovely day.
All right, cool. It's 8:41 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Speaking of issues of the community, speaking of not shying away from conversations that we need to speak about, Kavi, the mental health activist for us as gents, will join us in the next 10 minutes or so.
10 minutes, yeah.
And he will once again give it to us brutally, honestly, but with a bit of love as well. Stick around.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.